Welcome to another episode of I'm Chris the Dom One Podcast, episode 133. How you living? I'm living swell. Hope everyone is having a wonderful and productive Wednesday. After all, this is hump day. We're halfway there until we can officially enjoy our indulgement of the weekend. How y'all living? Hope everyone also had a lovely Memorial Day. Hope a lot of people out there who had to work on Memorial Day, it was easy for you, easy breezy. I know there was a lot of people out there that had a three-day weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday off. There's some special people out there that had Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday off. So how y'all living? I'm living swell. That's almost having a vacation, a vacay. But anyway, how y'all living? I'm living swell. Let's get into it. The first thing I want to talk about is I'm here to help, all right? I'm here to help, all right? There are a lot of women out there, and it was on my timeline on Twitter, which, by the way, follow me on I'm Chris the Dom One on Twitter. I'm telling you guys, I was in someone's space. Twitter space, and it was created by a female, and she was talking about modern day women, the struggle to keep their man satisfied in a relationship. I didn't even know this was a topic, all right? I didn't even know this was difficult, okay? To satisfy a man, it shouldn't be the equivalent of brain surgery, all right? It shouldn't be the equivalent of balancing the budget. I feel like the president of these United States has a harder task, okay, than an average modern day woman struggling. The struggle is real to satisfy their man in a relationship. I didn't know that was a tall task or that was so difficult. Modern day women, men have been the same since Adam and Eve. Nothing has changed. The advancement of medication has changed. The advancement of technology has changed. The advancement of education, research, everything that we take for advantage in life, the advancement of it is different than 10 years ago. But when you're talking about men have not changed since Adam and Eve. Okay? All you have to do to take care, to satisfy a man is the three F's. Well, the two F's. F him, feed him, and let him have his free time. Know when to talk, know when to start a conversation, know when not to start a conversation. You have to pick your moments. You have to pick your time. Similar to a football game. Ladies, I know you've seen your man in the living room yelling and arguing at the television or their laptop or smartphone or whatever. And they're yelling at their device like the device is an actual human being. Like the device can actually talk back to them. Like they're actually having a relationship, a conversation. Some women get it. Other women has this constant struggle of the remote. And I hear a lot of women talk about, he doesn't show me a lot of time. Every time he's watching the football game or playing a video game, it's all about that video game. It's all about the Xbox. It's all about the PlayStation. It's all about the game. It's all about the football game, the soccer game, the basketball game, the baseball game. Women. But there are a lot of women out there that get it. They're like, hey, he wants, you know, hey, I'm going to give him his time. Because women can relate. Because there are a lot of women out there, believe it or not, that have their free time too. They may want to, want to have time, go to the restaurant, spend time with their gals, or, you know, watch television. I mean, the advancement of entertainment is not a male dominant genre like it was in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. If you look at television programming and entertainment back then, it was male dominant. There was television programs set up to please males. Cops and Robbers, Cowboys and Indians, nightclubs comedic programming. It was set for the perspective of a male, not necessarily a female. Charlie Angels. Do y'all really think Charlie's Angels, when it was on television, was a television program to promote women's empowerment, that women can be detectives as well, as women can be spies as well? Did y'all see the type of clothing that they was wearing on Charlie's Angels? What about the scripts? Did y'all check out the script, the dialogue? The premise of Charlie's Angels was three women satisfying a mysterious man that they don't even know his face. They don't even know how he looks like, this, that, and the third. If anything, it promoted threesomes. If anything, it promoted multiple relationships. If anything, it promoted, it was not even the slightest of promoting women's empowerment, the spirit of a woman. But it was television shows like that that were, the primary focus was to stimulate and satisfy the male genre. Policewoman. Angie Dickinson was in Policewoman. I believe it came out in the 70s. Just go to YouTube and check out these television shows. I know there's a lot of viewers here that are, this is way past their knowledge. Hell, they wasn't even conceived yet, okay? Their moms and dads wasn't even probably conceived then, all right? But we can fast forward. Let's look into the 80s. Let's look into the 80s, shall we? The 80s and the 90s, where the only way a woman could have her own video, I mean, that's when the music videos were popping. And in the beginning of it, the only way a woman can survive in that industry is to be a VJ or a video vixen. But if you look at those music videos, if you look at the movies, if you look at the television shows, they was trying to entertain the male genre. Now, I feel like in the late 90s, as well as today in the 2000s, you're starting to see an influx of the entertainment, not only are pleasing the male genre, but the female genre as well, the LGBTQ genre as well. There are a lot of television shows out there, and there are some television shows that try to please all nationalities, all genders. So, the evolution of entertainment has changed over the course of decades. Same thing in the medical field, the technology field. But when you're talking about males have been constantly the same. They have the same elements. Feed them, F them, and give them their free time. The three Fs. If you satisfy today's male on those three perspectives, you're going to have a long, great, healthy relationship. Now, let's go out of order. Giving a male his free time. You have to know when to hold him and when to fold him. You have to figure out when it's appropriate time to talk about things that concern you or affect you. Obviously, you're not going to talk to him when the game is on. I mean, some women try, but a lot of women fail because because women consider the device, the television, the smartphone, the console as competition to the woman. But in actuality, a lot of women out there who are very high in IQ understand those are vessels that allow her that allow her to have a healthy relationship. She knows, a smart enough woman knows that without him having leisure time, without allowing him to have leisure time, without him allowing him to do fantasy football or watch the football game, this, that, and third, that's going to make a happy male. When you cook, you know, women, you know your favorite, you know your male's favorite dishes. You know you're not going to give him his favorite dish every day, but every once in a while you're going to throw it into the rotation. And you know how appreciative and satisfied your man is when you stay at home and cook. That is a special event to him. Because the normal process and the normal way on how y'all eat, you know, the male and the woman, you know, y'all both work. I understand that. And y'all have other things that you have to take care of outside of work. And you may not have time to cook, the male or the female. I know there's going to be a lot of women that's going to listen to this podcast and say, well, men can cook too. I didn't say men shouldn't cook. This is only pertaining to the three Fs. Blank them. Feed him and give him his free time. If you do all three of those things right, or if you do two of those things right, and maybe the third one, you try every now and again, you're going to have a healthy relationship. But if you look at the statistics, divorce is on an all-time high. And I'm not saying the reason why we have a lot of divorces is because a lot of women, can't take care of their males, or a lot of men won't out in a relationship because she doesn't satisfy him or he doesn't satisfy her. I'm not saying that those things are not happening, but divorce has really gone high since COVID, and you have to, you left your job, or you're taking a leave from your job, or you have to work from home. That means you have more time with your significant other, and sometimes space, which is allow him his free time. Free time is an element that a lot of people do take for granted. I feel like men as well as women should have their free time. But if you're seeing each other 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and when y'all wasn't seeing each other that much, you had ups and downs, right? Imagine being around somebody and you have an unstable, unbalanced relationship, but now you get to see that person 24 hours a day. Put a strain on your relationship, right? Because The basic functions of a healthy relationship was never established. The three F's. Blank them, feed them, and free time. If those elements were in place, a lot of these relationships would still go on. But we also live in an age where we're in an instant mashed potato society, male and female. We just want everything instantly like that. And it takes time to get to those points. I feel like in relationships, I feel like a lot of us, male and females, we forget that the things that got us to this point in a relationship, we stop doing those things. Whether it's whether it's sexual, whether it's economical, whether it's a space, free time, whatever. A lot of us forget how we got there. It's like we work so hard. We put our heart, our soul, our time into it. We dress a certain way. We talk a certain way. And then once we get the relationship, we stop doing those things, male and female. It's the man's fault just as much as the woman's fault. It's equal. When you're in a relationship, it's equal. When you're doing everything right, when your relationship is healthy, it's equal. The man is not doing any more than the woman, and the woman's not doing any more than the male. It's equal. It's our equal partnership. But when everything is failing, is equal as well. A lot of people say, you hear this term, you work so hard to establish this relationship. You're 8 years into the relationship, and a lot of people say, well, I can't do what I can't do or be that person I was when we were in the dating phase. I feel like And this is going to be more so to the women. Women, you have to realize the same procedures, the same practices you applied to get that relationship. You have to keep those same practices to keep him happy, to keep him satisfied. Because like I say, men are visual. We're simple. We're simple minded. We have one track minds. You know, all the things women say about men that make men simple, and they explain the reasons why men are simple, are the same things a lot of women should be taking notes on. I mean, it's not that difficult to please a man. It really isn't. It simply isn't. Now, it's more complex for a man to satisfy a woman because women, they have levels. There's levels to this. It's just more to a woman than to blank her, feed her, and give her free time. It's more complex and more diluted than that. Not to say women are confusing, but what I will say, and a lot of men don't give women this credit, women can multitask emotionally, physically, mentally. Women go through a lot of things, guys, that we don't necessarily have to go through. It could be problems at work. It could be problems with her body. It could be problems spiritually. Women go through so many emotions men, you have to maneuver through these emotions. You have to be a part of her when she's going through these emotions. And men, we do one of two things. Either we go through those things, or we just act like we go through those things. We act like we're listening, but we're not really listening. It's very hard to keep a relationship healthy and balanced with a female versus a male versus a man, versus a woman trying to please a female, pleasing a woman. I mean, a male. It's very simple to satisfy that perspective of a relationship, but on the other side of the perspective, it can be complicated. I wish y'all can see what I'm seeing right now, and this illustrates what I'm talking about. You have two people at the gas station, a male and a female. The male is pumping gas. The female is on the other side of the gas pump, and she's not even pumping no gas. But they're communicating with one another. I can tell that this is a relationship. This is a relationship. I can tell this is a relationship because this is not a booty call type of relationship. These two people know each other. They may be married to one another. They may be boyfriend and girlfriend. They may be co-workers, but they know each other. They have a relationship with each other. And it's a pleasant conversation from my viewpoint. I mean, this is not they're not arguing with each other. They're not disrespecting one another. They're just having a casual conversation. But they know each other. They're in some type of relationship. In other words, you cannot tell me these are two strangers. Like they just drove past one another drove past one another in the middle of the day. These two people are not strangers. They know each other. They're interested in one another. You can tell he's interested in her. She's interested in him. Is it sexual? I don't know. But they do know each other. They are in a relationship with one another. A lot of people, when they say relationship, people assume that it's a physical relationship. Like they're married. Sometimes you could be in a relationship with somebody and it's just a casual relationship, a friendly relationship. But back to the essence of this conversation. I took a detour because it really illustrates where I'm coming. What I'm seeing really illustrates what the point is. And the point is, men are responsible, as far as a partnership goes, men are responsible and should hold 50% of their responsibility and the blame of a relationship. And the same goes for a female. But women, satisfying a man is really not that complicated. Because if you satisfy a man in those three F phases, then you're going to always have a healthy relationship. You're going to always have a man coming home to you, fantasizing about you, because you took care of your responsibility and your job. Because you know your man's needs. You know, you should know more about your man than the next door neighbor or the coworker that works alongside your man or a complete stranger. It should never get to the point where your man is cheating on you with somebody that doesn't have to spend time with your man like you have, doesn't know what your man likes, what your man don't like. Because that's how simple a man is. A woman that fails, and look, cheating, I don't condone or promote cheating. I don't. I'm not saying all cheating is okay. But sometimes when you hear these cheating stories, ultimately the reason why the guy cheated on his wife is she stopped satisfying him. And women, is not that hard to satisfy keep a man satisfied. It really isn't that hard. If you're failing from that perspective, then you have issues. You have more internal issues than just your relationship on and how you take care and please your man. And like I said, men, we have a job, we have a duty, we have a responsibility to satisfy our females. And even though it's more complicated and more diluted than a woman trying to keep her man satisfied and happy, still, we knew going in that this was the job. So if your woman is going out and trying to finding someone that can that pleases her at that moment, then that's your fault as well. Not to say all cheating, we're not condoning all phases of cheating. We're not saying it's okay to cheat. But what I am saying is there are some moments in time where you can understand why they went that way. I hope y'all like this episode. If you guys want me to continue to do more episodes like this, please hit me up. Tell me what you think. It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast. And I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. It's your boy. I'm Chris the Don One. I will see you again next Wednesday morning. Deuces. Outro.